I asked Lori, I said, I have a coach's voice. I really have to use this thing because this thing makes me nervous. I think I could talk better without this, but she said I had to, so I will. When Lori called me last weekend, I was excited, and I'm a pacer. I'm sorry. I like to move around. And I knew immediately, I felt like I knew immediately what the Lord wanted me to share, because it's where I've been over the last 18 months, 2 years. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on that, but as this has progressed, He's just confirmed things along the way. He's so good to us. And I guess it really started coming together for me probably this summer. And what He's told me, for me, I look very confident. And as you guys look in, I may look confident, I may look calm, but I'm kind of like that duck on the water. And when I'm that duck on the water, I look so peaceful and swimming and, you know, all that. But then underneath, what are the feet doing? And so that's me a lot of times, because I'm probably going to fall on that. Yeah. So I have this exterior look, and a lot of times people see that and they think, oh, you're so confident, or you're, you know, they see a resume of, you know, what maybe my earthly accomplishments are, as far as, you know, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm former athlete, has been, you know, I coach. I heard that. You agree, right? No. So, you know, I have this credentials, resume, so to speak, but as I began this process, I still, in my mind and underneath all of this, it was like, I can't do this. I can't. I know I can coach. I know I can operate in that arena, but in this arena, I can't do this. And He's like, you're right. You can't. But I can't through you. And so He began to confirm that over and over in me. And one thing He did this summer, I went to FCA camp, and I'd gone probably the year after I got saved. I got saved in 2003. Lori and I had known each other a couple of years, and her consistency, her, you know, her love of life, that drew me in. And then I came into this house, and I was saved. And at the time I was saved, though, my marriage was falling apart. I looked calm on the outside, but inside, but God. And through that, we were saved. We were saved. My husband, my family, we were saved. And it's been a good 15 years. But this summer at FCA camp, it's a family camp. And my husband couldn't go. We have a 10-year-old now, along with three older kids. But we have a 10-year-old and we have 85-year-olds that we have to take care of. And so he was not able to go with me. But we went. And when I was there, I felt like I had an opportunity to minister to women and pour into them. But still, I'm not enough. I can't do this. And during that end of that week, he gave the lady who was our huddle leader, our small group leader, she brought in some little charms, so very similar to some of the stuff you see out here, brought some little charms in. And she said, oh, hey, there's your parting gift. I want everybody to choose a charm. And this will really be kind of like your word. This will be, you know, I think the Lord's going to speak to you through this word. And so, okay, this will be cute. I'll put it on my charm bracelet, whatever. And I chose mine out of the bag, and I looked at it, and it was kind of dim and dark, like it is now. So, you know, I don't see as well as I used to. But I looked at it, and the word was enough. And he continued to reaffirm things for me in small things like that. I mean, what are the chances I pull the word enough out of a bag that has brave, beautiful, adored, you know, I don't even know what all the words were. What was the chances I pulled that out as enough? And what a quote I heard this week was, there 2 days that are important to us: the day we're born and the day we figure out why we're here. And for me, that was a confirmation that I can do this but I have to have him. And he led me to the story of Moses, where, you know, Moses was being sent. He was not eloquent, which I'm not. If you guys know me, you know I have the rough side. I'm not very eloquent at all. I stumble over words sometimes, but he said, I am. I am enough, even through you. I am. And he didn't even qualify it with even. That was still me throwing even on there. Even through you. And as he began to do this, I thought, I am enough. So here in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm going to have that tattooed on. Right? I'm going to get a tattoo. It says, I am enough. And it's funny how the Lord does things. He's like, crazy girl, but there was a scripture that came up under this picture of I am enough, right there. I don't have a tattoo, by the way. My husband says no tattoos, so honor your husband, right? So this scripture came up, and I'm gonna read it to you out of the Passion Translation real quick. And kind of the background of this is Paul writing a letter to the Corinthians. It's in 2 Corinthians. And like a lot of us, we have things we can hold up as our resume and our letters of affirmation, whatever they may be. He calls them in this letters of recommendation. And I'm going to read, this is 2 Corinthians 3. And it says, do we really need our letter of endorsement? Of course not. For your very lives are our letters of recommendation, permanently engraved on our hearts, recognized and read by everybody. As a result of our ministry, you are the living letters written by Christ, not with ink on tablets, not carved onto stone tablets, but on the tablets of tender hearts. We carry this confidence in our hearts because of our union with Christ before God. Yet we don't see ourselves capable enough to do anything in our own strength, for our true confidence flows from God's empowering presence. And so it's Him through us, despite the vehicle, despite the person. And so this morning I woke up, and I don't know if y'all, I have two pages I've kind of condensed. I told Lori earlier, she said, what have we got? And I'm like, well, I got about 12 pages, so don't be scared. You're going to get out of here soon. But through the week, he's taken this little part of it, and he's changed it. He's taken this little part of it, and he's changed it. And so I've got scribbles and notes, and, you know, I'm a writer. I write things down. But this morning, I don't know if you guys follow it. Do y'all know who Hoda Kotb is? Y'all know Hoda, Kathy Lee? She always puts a quote of the day up, and her quote was, again, another confirmation, you are not enough because you did or said or thought or bought or created something special, but because you always were. Can we just grasp that? Can we just grasp that? You always were. And we have all these things that me, one thing he's worked on me, I operate well in my arena. And I've always downplayed or minimized what I can do in this arena. Lisa, will you do? Well, if I'm the only one you got. And he started checking me on that because, like she said, I coach and I've only got a couple of years left. Maybe the little sick leave, I'm down to less than that. And we'll count that up soon. And I've always minimized that and downplayed that. But he's calling me from that because I think there's something else I'm supposed to do after I coach. I'm not supposed to just sit on the couch and retire and eat Doritos. Okay, as good as that sounds, or my little almond joy, bite-sized almond joy, has been killing me lately. I'm not supposed to just sit on the couch and not do anything. I can speak into people and give them life. And he's slowly telling me, you know, you think, man, I just want to get, why can't I just get it? Why can't I just understand and get it? And why can't I be that just calm girl on top of the duck on top of the water? Why do I have to be churning? But he's showing me that He is enough. And He can be that through me. So when I minimize myself, I'm going to try to stay on my notes so I don't just get off base here. And I'm basically, when I minimize me, I'm really minimizing Him. And that's where He's checking me. He said, I'm not minimum. I'm big. I'm hope. I'm big. And He said, for me, this is Lisa He's talking to, you've got to get to that secret place with me. That's your challenge. Get to the secret place with me. Because in that secret place, I can give you the strength. I can give you the hope. I can give you the things you need. So He's changing me so I can help change those for Him. And when I do that, people don't need me to do that. That's just it. They don't need me to shrink back and be small. He's given me a platform. He's given me opportunity to speak into people. And I do enjoy that. But I walk away from it thinking, ooh. He's like, it was me, not you. It was me, not you. And life happens. And it's hard. It's full of things we don't understand. It's full of, I don't understand blessings sometimes. I don't understand favor. I don't understand a lot of things. I don't understand. But He says I'm enough. And I'm going to tell you what these are some things He showed me. This kind of goes back to the story of Naaman. Do y'all know Naaman? Naaman was the very successful in the eyes of the world. Was it the Aram army? I forget which army. Anyway, he was very successful, valiant. On the outside, looked really good. But there was a but. But Naaman had leprosy. He had leprosy. And leprosy was cruel. It progressed. But yet, at the same time, he could cover that up a long time. He could cover his leprosy. And the only hope he had was to go and find Elisha, the prophet. A little girl told him about the prophet. And so he went over and he went up to the door, or he was there, and Elisha didn't even come out. And here he is, the king. I mean, not the king, but the guy who's coming to get his healing. So he didn't even come out. He sent somebody to tell him, go dip in the Jordan River 7 times. And Naaman got kind of dramatic. Can we get dramatic, ladies? What? You want me to go dip in the Jordan? I have better rivers over there. Why would I come all this way, bring all this stuff, when I could do that? Do we get like that? I do. I'm sorry, I do. Why? And another person who could speak into him, probably a friend, said, basically, what you got to lose? Go try it. What have I got to lose if I go and it's on him, not me? What do I have to lose? Finally, they convince him. I got to dip in this nasty thing 7 times. 7 times? What if he stops at 6? He doesn't get his healing. And so what the Lord kind of showed me in this, or we need to be real. We need to be authentic. And I'm coach to a lot of people. But they can see through that title pretty quick if I'm not real. I coach softball, but if I go out there and I don't, and of course some parents may think I do this anyway, I'm not very smart. But if I go out there and tell my right-handed power hitter to go up there and bat left-handed with the bat upside down, I'm not very smart. And if I... Hang on. Let me get back on notes here. Because I don't want to get too off base. I can't minimize something. Let me just say this. I can't minimize my insecurity. I can't minimize hurt. I can't minimize brokenness. I can't minimize pain. I can't do that because there's too much hope in me. And there's enough of Him to go around. So when I can make myself, when I can be honest, why do we have such a hard time being honest? Why do we have such a hard time being honest? Things on Facebook aren't always honest. It's fake most of the time. People's lives aren't that good. They're not that good. I don't post because mine's not that good. I mean, I'm proud everybody else has got it, but I can't, when we get out of school, I can't always go somewhere and be, I'm not hating on you if you go somewhere, please don't hear that. But my life's not that good most days. And honestly, I don't think anybody else is either. I think Aaliyah Kent put some real things on Facebook. They challenge me. They're real. When it's real, it challenges you. It challenges me. I appreciate that. Anybody feel overwhelmed other than me? Before last spring, let me just put last spring up there. I need a bathing suit. Anybody love bathing suit shopping? The parts aren't always in the right spot, right? I leave feeling awful. I feel awful about looking for a bathing suit. I feel awful about jeans shopping. Y'all know I'm not very fashionable anyway, so I don't like shopping in general. But I have to be honest. This is who I am. And when I'm on Facebook, I can't worry about if somebody likes it. I can't find that validation there. My validation comes from here. And so, but I can't get that validation with Him if I'm not honest. It's not easy to be honest because we all want to look Facebook good. If there's such a thing. We want to look Facebook good. How many people put their life out there there are people that put their life sucks out there. And they're right. They probably are miserable. And I'm not hating on Facebook because I do enjoy being, I was talking to somebody, I was like, I'm being nosy. I like seeing things too. Let's just be honest, right? Let's be honest. We like to stalk. So, I've got to be honest, but I've got to be honest with Him. I had to say, I'm insecure. And honesty was my first spot. I had to get honest with Him. I had to get honest with me. And that's not always easy. It hurts. Because sometimes I don't like the answer. But you know what He said? He said, come meet I am. Come meet I am. I am enough. I am enough. The other thing we got to do is sometimes we make life hard. Sometimes it's by our choice. Sometimes it's the choice of others. You know, in coaching, there's this thing that's called the KISS method. You know, keep it simple, sweetie, or sometimes keep it simple, stupid. You know, and sometimes we make things hard. We make things hard. Because maybe we do go to Facebook and see how many people like the misery we're in. Instead of going to our friend that we lock arms with for prayer. After we've gone there for prayer. And the simple, go dip in the Jordan River 7 times. It's not what I want to do. I know none of y'all ever act like that with God, right? Or just me. Not what I want to do, not my solution. It's not what Susie said do. So we look for validation in all the wrong places. And we want this message to be, it's almost like if it's not hard, it must not be God. But He's the easiest thing we'll ever do. He's the easiest thing we'll ever do. Does that mean it's not hard? No. But we try to make it so hard sometimes. Or I do. I won't throw y'all under the bus with me. But I do. Because what he says, come to me, all of you who are weary. Come to me. And in me, you will find rest. In me, I can reestablish any hope. I can restore hope. I can reestablish that peace that's lost. I can even renew your joy. Not change your circumstance, but I can renew your joy. But you've got to come to me, the strong tower. Here's the hard one sometimes. Making ourselves vulnerable. Getting back to Naaman, he had to, at some point when he went home, remove his garments. And luckily there was a little servant girl there who wasn't afraid. He had to go to the Jordan River and probably take off his jacket to jump in, exposing himself. We don't want to be found out. We want to look content. We want to look like the duck swimming on the water. But when we get vulnerable, things can happen. Real change can take place. Lasting change, transformation can take place. And it starts with us being vulnerable. Facebook's not vulnerable. Facebook's validation. It's not vulnerable because I put my business out there. That's not me being vulnerable. You know in my business. Me being able to lock arms with a friend in the good times and the bad. Celebrate successes. Do life. When things are hard, they're there. They're saying, I'm here. It's not, you should do this. They don't need, I should do this. They need, I'm here. He's I am. We're here. That vulnerability, this is something I'm learning because I'm tough, right? I can handle anything. I'm strong. And yes, I am. But life happens. And when I'm weak, she may be strong. When I'm weak, she may be strong. So we got to be honest. We got to keep it simple. I kind of skipped this. I just saw my notes. What does simple look like? Simple's not hard. What does simple look like? I can tell you what it looked like for me. Spend time with me. Pour me into you. Pray. Be present in my presence. He can't be my to-do list. He can't be my, I got a little left, Lord, I'm going to give it to you. And I was doing that. great excuses. I work. I got 4 kids. I got a job. I got coach after school. I don't get home here. I got laundry. Spend time with me. Keep it simple, stupid. Spend time with me. He talks to me like that. I'm sure he calls y'all sweetie, but he calls me stupid, okay? I can't put a Band-Aid on it. I'm tough. My older kids, and Randy's here tonight, she can tell you this, but it was always, you know, we're an athletic family, and, you know, you get a little boo-boo. We don't do boo-boos well if you're a Phillips. You know, I don't see a bone sticking out. Get back in there. We'll clean it up later. And so often I can take on that persona with God. Lord, there's not a bone sticking out. I don't have a crisis going on. I'm doing okay. I don't know why I'm dipping. He's like, just spend time with me. Good at embarrassing my kids. The last thing he asked me to do in this, or he asked, is be consistent. Don't stop at 6. Breakthrough might be waiting. What if I have to go more than that? Go. Ask again. Keep coming. Keep coming. Wrestle. Wrestle, Jacob. Don't give up. Stay after it. Be honest. Let me see your heart. Tell me. I know. Just tell me. Keep it simple. I am. It's that simple. 2 words. I am. He's got it. He's got it. When I minimize me, or when I minimize stuff, I'm going to receive from Him at that same level. I want to know why I had a ceiling on me for a long time? I was minimizing it. I'm done. There I go dipping again. I don't want to shrink back. The world doesn't need me to shrink back. Your girls don't need me to shrink back. She doesn't need that. My daughter doesn't need me to shrink back. My mama doesn't need me to shrink back. You ladies that are here tonight for the first time, you don't need anybody, the godly women in your life, to shrink back. Nor should you. I'm kind of pedal to the metal a lot. And I've done that out there. I'm that girl. But he said, I want you to be that girl in here. I got something for you. There's a life after coaching. Dip. Dip, baby, dip. Don't give up. Dip. Maybe that little whoop. So y'all didn't know y'all going to get all that tonight, did you? It's free entertainment. I love embarrassing my kids. That's the funnest part. Apple don't fall far. So, me being small doesn't help anybody. Okay? You being small doesn't help anybody. We think we don't have areas. But if we just realize we do, there's such a need. We see it in the world. We see it in our jobs. Trust me, I teach. I see it all the time. Need. And some days I get it right. Some days I don't. Because I want to hurt them. But I know. Here's what I know. I'm better because of her encouragement. I'm better because I know you. I'm better because I get to work with you every day. You make me better. I don't know a lot of you guys in here, but I know there's people you're around that you make better. And they need it. They need it. I need it. And girls, we don't do that enough. We don't encourage enough. I can come in here, oh, how are you doing? Let me encourage you because I'm in church. I need to do it in church. Well, what if I see you at the grocery store? Oh, God. I ain't got time for that. Right? I've done it. I'm sure y'all haven't. I've done it. Not to y'all, but just kidding. But I've done that. And the Lord said, stop. If I can't be encouraged by those I'm around or be an encourager, then what are we doing? Stop trying to get your validation through Facebook. I'm sorry. I'm on the Facebook thing tonight. And I don't mean to hate on Facebook. But you guys know what, do y'all know what I mean? You get that? You know what I'm saying? I know it's a crappy day, but you don't have to tell everybody and let them say, oh, I'm so sorry. What'd God say? What did the lady you lock arms with say? I guarantee you what she'd, suck it up. Stupid. Thank you. That is speaking life into me. We need that, ladies. We need to be the encouragement for others. We don't need people being judgmental. I can be cynical, thinking I'm funny. I'm dipping. I keep dipping. I'm just trying to add some emphasis. And it's tough. It's easy for me to see the things that are wrong in other people. It's easy sometimes for me to list, though. None of y'all, of course, but it's easy for me to see those things, just like you can see it in me. But find the gold. Jan Watts, I love you. I'm getting ready to retire, and she was my neighbor at Villarica High School in 1990. And she said, I came because somebody else told me you're doing this tonight. And I'm like, okay, good. But there was a connection so long ago. And I wasn't saved. I don't know if you probably were. You played the piano in church, so you probably were. I wasn't. But she loved me. She encouraged me. She said, his name's not this, it's Shathed. I'm like, thank you. Another story, different day. But I needed to know those things. She encouraged me. And so, ladies, we have to edify each other. There's too much tearing down. There's too much. And sometimes I've been the chiefest of sinners. I'm not going to lie. I haven't went and done things that I knew I was called to do. I don't like crowds, Lord. I'm not going over there. I didn't ask you if you like crowds. I said go. Lord, you know, yeah, I know, go. And my mom is as friendly as anybody. She'll talk to anybody. We say she'll talk to a fence post. She'll talk back sometimes. Right, Mama? She does. She's an encourager. And that's in me. One, because of her, and two, mainly because of him. But when I shrink back, I'm not helping anybody. So, I've got to be honest. I got to keep it simple. I can't keep it simple, I keep it honest. And I got to keep it honest, I got to keep it simple. Then I got to be vulnerable. And that's so hard for us girls because we want to look like we're put together. We cover up. I actually spent time on my outfit tonight. Can you believe it? And I'm sweating. I'd be so much more comfortable in my shorts and t-shirt. I actually have a t-shirt on. I may come out of it here in a second. But we have to unrobe. We have to unrobe. I'm not saying unrobe with everybody in this room. We don't unrobe with everybody in this room, but we've got to have that group. We've got to have that person, as we like to call it. Because I need that hope. I need that hope. I Am strengthens me. He's my strong tower. Think about Paul wrote Philippians while sitting in a jail. If Paul had not had adversity, or if somebody had not, if he didn't know who I Am was, we would not have, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We wouldn't have that. So sometimes adversity is okay. If we get, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. So, I guess to kind of wrap up tonight, here's, you got anything? I knew she did. Okay. Don't shrink back. That's what I want you to leave with tonight. We can say we're not this, we can say we're not that. But we can't shrink back. Because I know when I leave teaching and coaching, I'm going to miss it. I am. Because I love my girls. I don't always love all them students like I should, but I like my girls. And but we need to be hope. We need to peddle hope. And I need that in my life. I need hope. I need that. And that hope rains down from I Am. So as we leave tonight, I told you girls that I had that little charm bracelet, and I didn't have time even doing Overnight Express or whatever to get some little charms here, and I was going to be cute and have you a charm and let you pick it out of the bag and do all those things. But, you know, the Lord said, you don't have to do that. I'll tell them. I'll tell them. But they got to come. They got to come. They got to come to I Am. Everybody does. He's got a word that He's spoken over you. Mine was enough. I don't think I can hide a tattoo from my husband, but mine was enough. So be intentional. There's another word. Be intentional in getting that word. Because we're significant to Him. And He says, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. We're His beloved. Rest in that. Rest. Some of us need rest. Rest in that. He's got it. He's got it.
As I was just praying and just spending some time in worship this week, I guess it was Monday night, the Lord began laying this on my heart that some of you here, I'm going to close my eyes so I don't have to look at you because I'll squall and won't be able to get it out. Some of you here have been going through a lot of pain the last few months and disappointment. I mean, even just in my own life, the last 6 to 8 months, I've, you know, watched friends' marriages struggle. I've had friends lose their jobs. I've had to help a friend bury her child. And in this time of tough season, sometimes it's easy to come in and just say, you know what, God, I don't understand all this. I don't understand everything that's going on in my life. And we just become real disappointed. And then when we feel disappointed, I pile this shame on top of me because I pile the shame and I say, well, I must not trust in God. If I feel disappointed, I don't trust God to be who He says He is or do what He said He was going to do in my life. So now I'm disappointed, I'm dealing with pain, and I'm dealing with shame. And in the Scripture, in Matthew 26, when Jesus is before He's preparing for the cross, and He goes into the garden, and He takes three friends with Him. And God said that it's important for some of you tonight to learn to open up, just like Coach was saying, and be vulnerable to people. If Jesus took three friends with Him, don't you think we need some friends in our lives to take with us in the difficult times? And so I want to encourage you tonight to find some friends that you can be vulnerable to. So God takes three friends with Him, or Jesus takes three friends with Him into the garden. And I am going to read you this little part. It says, and He told them, my soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Jesus, the Son of God, said, my soul is crushed with grief. He knew what you're feeling. He felt your disappointment. He felt betrayal. One of His disciples sold Him out for money. Don't you think that hurt His heart to be betrayed like that? He's felt your betrayal. He's felt your disappointment. And instead of giving up, He goes to the garden and He cries out to the Father, God, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but your will. And I just want to encourage some of you tonight to find some friends that will go to war with you. Jesus told them, He said, stay with me and watch for me. Surround yourself with people who will stay with you and watch for you. If Jesus needed it, Lord knows we do. And I felt like He wanted me to tell some of you that it is okay to enter into that season of grief, that you need to learn to let that shame go. If you're at a crossroads in your life and you're not sure what to do, you've been disappointed, and you're kind of wondering where to go next, then it's okay to feel that disappointment. But to continue to running to Him, continue pressing into Him, to seeking more of Him till He gives you that answer. Continue saying, not my will, but your will be done, Father. To cling to that hope. Society tends to tell us all the time, you know, as women, that we have to be strong, we have to be tough. Quit being so emotional. I know growing up as a teenager, I'm sure all of y'all just like me heard that all the time. Quit being so emotional about stuff. That's who God made me. God made me to be emotional, to feel. Jesus said He was crushed to the point of death. His soul was crushed. That's emotional. That is emotional as it gets. So I want us as women to learn to be emotional again, to be in touch with your heart again. If Jesus comes to live in your heart, don't you think that's important to tend to it? To cultivate that heart, to cultivate those emotions. So as we spend some time in prayer tonight, I just want you to open up and to be honest with Him. Just like Coach was saying, we have to be honest and we have to be vulnerable. Allow Him in to be enough. Dear Jesus, we just thank You for this time that we have together. We thank You for the women, for our sisters who are with us tonight, God. We thank You for the gift of friendship. We thank You that You sent us, You ordained friends and sent them into our life for certain seasons, and we thank You for that. We thank You that You bless us with people who will stay with us and watch with us, who will lock arms with us and say, I'm here. I don't have the answers, but I'm here. And more importantly than that, we thank You for You, that You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. There is none like You. You are holy, Father. We thank You that there is no shame in us feeling disappointed and us feeling confused with what's going on in our lives, with us feeling hurt, with us feeling betrayed. We thank You that there is no shame in that. You just say, come. Come to Me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. So tonight, Father, God, we just lay here and we sit here and we say, we come. Come fill us, Lord. Fill our hearts. Teach us how to cultivate our hearts, how to tend to our hearts, how to care for our hearts. We just ask You to pour Your healing, rain Your healing down on our hearts, Father. We open up to You, God. We become vulnerable in front of You tonight, Father. And we ask You to fill us with fresh hope. Let us cling to the fact that You're a good Father and that You love us. Oh, Father, Your reckless love, we thank You for that, and we cling to that tonight above all else, above our circumstances, above how we feel. We cling to what we know, and is that You are a good God, a good Father, full of reckless love for us. That You would leave the 99 to come find us, the one. Help us in our times of confusion or our times of weariness to turn to You and to find our strength from You. That we would become vulnerable and quit trying to do it ourselves. That we would fill up on You. That we would come to You and say, we're tired, fill us up, God. I pray for those that are seeking direction, Father, tonight, that have some big questions that they need answered, God. We pray that they wouldn't grow weary in continuing to just come to You, God, and saying, what's next, Father? Give us ears to hear Your voice, Father, a heart to hear Your heart. Help us to be so close, Father, that we feel Your heartbeat, that we know and we trust Your deepest desires for us, Father. We know that Your thoughts toward us are good thoughts. The plans You have for us are good plans to prosper and to have an abundant life full of hope and full of joy. So tonight, God, we're just coming to You in the garden. And we're saying we're tired. Some of us are hurt. Some of us are angry. Some of us feel betrayed. Some of us are confused or at a crossroads in our life. And we're coming to the garden, Father, and saying, meet us here. Meet us here, Father. Speak to our hearts, God. Let Your oil flow from heaven and begin to heal our hearts. We open up to You tonight, God, and say, this is me. You see our mess, and You continually chase after us and continually love us anyways. And You take our mess and our broken pieces, and You make it into something beautiful. So tonight we place the pieces of our broken hearts into your hands and say, make it something beautiful. Make our hearts something beautiful to bring glory to you and to advance your kingdom. Fill us with your hope, God. Fill us with your joy. Teach us, Father, how to care for our hearts. Amen. Amen.
Just one last thing. I know it's getting kind of late. As Aaliyah was praying, and as Lisa had taught tonight, and her word was enough, being her friend for so many years, you guys would see the strong person. I'm a coach, I've got the answers and all this, and behind the scenes I would see the insecurities. I would see the insecurities of, I don't know how to be a mom to teenagers. The insecurities of, I don't know how to be a wife. I don't cook. I don't do all these things. And just the enemy tried so hard to stamp her out, her voice out through insecurities. And so for her to receive that word enough was huge. Huge in her life. And he told me tonight, he said, I have a word for each one here. Whatever it is in your life that's chasing you, that won't let you have that peace, that just won't let you walk in that complete confidence of who you are in Christ, let him speak to you right now and give you your word. Whatever it may be. Because the enemy does that to rob us of our joy and to rob us of our peace and our happiness. And just mostly to steal hope. If we don't have hope, we don't walk. We stop. We ball up and stop. So what is your word? Let's take just, this is too important. What is your word? Father, I just pray right now that you would just speak to each heart. You know the need of each one, Father, so much more than we would want to or we could know, Father. Whatever the season is in their life right now, that they just need encouragement, that they just need all those disappointments and the hurts that Aaliyah was talking about and the shame. There is such a difference between conviction and condemnation and shame. Conviction always leads us to Him and to change our directions and to change our lifestyles. But condemnation and shame put a wall between us and Him. And that needs to come down. That needs to be broken. So what is it that you need to just say, I need some hope tonight. What is your word? What is your word? It's not my word. He wants to speak to you. Your word. Father, I thank you for each one that's here tonight, Lord. I pray as we go home that we would just hold tight to the word that just deposit deep within our heart and our soul tonight, Lord. You know, the enemy does time so many and tell us we're not enough. He does that to everybody. That is no respecter of person. That's an attack that we all face. And I just pray that as we go forth, and especially as the holiday season is coming up, I just see this as such a timely word, because the holiday season tells us we got to be Martha Stewart. And I release you of that tonight. I release you of that tonight. I release you of that tonight. I want you to enjoy this season, wherever you are. If you're whatever, single, Enjoy it. You'll not might not be single next year. I have grandkids, my Christmas tree will not be decorated but from this far up. Because I have one-year-olds and two-year-olds, and I love it. It's fun. I'm not going to stress over the bows being perfect and the tinsel being just right. I'm going to stress over who's across from me that moment. Because next year it might be different. And they will be older, and I'll be older, and it will not be this year. Right? I release you from all the things you see on TV that everybody's going to be perfect. I release you from that. And I pray right now you would enjoy Thanksgiving. Do not overlook Thanksgiving. I am thankful for you tonight. But then again, you don't have to have a perfect turkey, okay? It don't have to be perfect. Amen. I want you guys just to feel we're not in any hurry. Love on somebody. If you want to have somebody pray with you, grab somebody. This is not a time to rush out, but we are going to turn the mic off and just soak here. There's more food. There's more desserts. If you need it, that's good too. We'll go ahead. We'll unbutton the buttons. We'll do what we have to do. That's all right. There's coffee and things. And just thank you for coming. And I just pray that God just spoke to you. And then, you know, if you said, I don't really hear a word, continue to ask. Continue to ask. I'll tell you, my word for the year is wonder. Wonder. May I never lose my wonder. Because when I don't lose the wonder, I'll always look for Him. That's my word. What's your word? He'll give it to you. He'll give it to you, I promise. Amen. Amen. We love you guys.